Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. We always like to check in with the folks over in St. Tammany Parish because they play an integral part of the metropolitan economy. And Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, joins us. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Happy to be here.
So, Lacey, I hope you're not doing to me what Michael Heck does to me, and you're in a parking lot somewhere, because I do understand that you are at a very important function being held in St. Tammany Parish this morning.
I wish I could entertain the listeners as well as Michael Heck does. I am actually in a janitorial closet. But it's quiet, and reception seems to be just fine. So here we are.
The when places you'll go available, for economic development, right?
Right.
So tell us about what's happening at the Castine Center today.
Well, we are thrilled to be the host for Southeastern University's first executive business forum. You know, we are a region, and 24% of Southeastern's students come from St. Tammany. So they have put together a host of outstanding speakers. We've already heard from Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple, and later this afternoon, we're going to hear from our own Secretary of Economic Development, Susan Bourgeois.
And obviously, big event. How's it going?
Well, it is sold out, and it's attended by decision makers at all levels of business and industry. They are leaders in the areas of talent, technology, and the economy. There's a lot of networking going on with existing and emerging leaders, where we are hearing cutting-edge solutions, focused information relevant to our prosperous future. I came in from a presentation on AI, and prior to that, we were welcomed by our Southeastern, still fairly new president, Dr. Will Wainwright, the former chancellor of North Shore Technical Community College. He's a longtime leader in our North Shore business community, and our chamber heavily supported his appointment as Southeastern's president. His catalytic leadership is affecting positive change, not only in the university, but in the region.
I've heard a lot of great things about him from a lot of folks.
They're
very excited about his leadership there at Southeastern.
Yes, I hope you can get him on as a guest sometime soon. He has a lot to share.
We will, We will do that. You can make that happen. You know that, right?
I told him last night, and I'm being put to the test because I know he and several of the other Southeastern leaders are going to be listening to the rewind. But Southeastern is a beautiful campus, and they really, the programs that they've been talking about this morning are so relevant to our future workforce, everything from sales to technology and everything in between. But of course, this morning, you know, the issues that are on everyone's mind while the legislature is in session really center around insurance. Tim Temple had to open the forum this morning. I heard him on Tommy's show this morning because he has to rush back to Baton Rouge, as does Dr. Wainwright, because so much is happening in this session. But most of the number of bills being heard in this session are relative to insurance. So he announced the passage of four bills that happened yesterday. Coming up, as I said, I just was able to cheat and listen to the AI session a little bit. We're going to hear about Southeastern's role in carbon capture and the closing keynote address will be by Secretary Susan Bourgeois, who we are so proud hails from St. Tammany Parish as the founder and former CEO of our North Shore Community Foundation.
Absolutely. And did a great job there. And hopefully we have high hopes for her in the economic development office at the state level. I know that you guys have been following some of the other kind of touchstone pieces of legislation out there. Where are your members breaking on this call for the Constitutional Convention?
Well, I personally attended the committee meeting last week where most of the input was not opposed to the convention itself, but opposed to the timing and shutting the session down on May 20th and immediately going into the Constitutional Convention. There is 100% or 1,000% support for a Constitutional Convention, but the hesitancy is on the timing of it. So our executive committee is going to meet this afternoon and either support, oppose, or make a recommendation on that. We, of course, our own Senator Beth Mizell has some bills relative to economic development and the Department of Economic Development. And we are also looking at the public records bill by Senator Heather Cloud, which I know the media is on top of, and I've been following that personally. So, I expect that we will come out with a recommendation of some sort on that this afternoon as well.
Yeah, I think it's far greater and broader than the media. I can tell you that most people that I talk to don't like the fact that, they're limiting deliberations. And unless they get to a final product, all of that deliberative process would be exempt. You know as well as I, Lacey, that a lot of stuff that goes on in government never ends up in a final product, but still is out there, and the public has a desire to know what it is that they're talking about and why.
Right. And of course, I do understand we have relationships with our own local government that it can be disruptive for these public records requests, and it just raises red flags for the elected officials, but it maybe needs some attention, but the citizens' right to understand and have the information is important.
Now, this Saturday's election day, and you guys have some things on the ballot, right?
Yes, everything on the ballot is relative to tax renewals, mostly property tax renewals relative to recreation or fire districts. There's only one thing on the ballot that is parish-wide. So we are really encouraging citizens to get out and vote. I've already early voted, and I had that one thing. And the one thing is the Florida Parish's Juvenile Detention Center. This center serves a five-parish area, including St. Tammany, Washington, Tangipahoa, Livingston, and St. Helena. So we're all over here on the North Shore. It's got 133 beds. I have toured it in the past. It's a high security facility, and it provides crucial programming for at-risk youth that go through there. In addition to psychiatric or healthcare services, they have a great program for vocational and education training. It was even recognized recently, in 2023, with an award of excellence from the Center for Improving Youth Justice. And we feel strongly that it will ultimately affect everyone across the entire North Shore. So please vote, get out and vote, vote yes to support this very effective facility and its programs.
And I know you guys don't endorse candidates, but on issue-oriented stuff, y'all get behind it, either pro or con, right?
Correct. Our chamber, like most business organizations, it's all about your tax status and what that allows. So we are a 501c6, which is a business nonprofit, whereas charitable nonprofits are 501c3.
Right.
Neither of those statuses are allowed to endorse candidates. However, most political action committees, known as PACs, are 501c4, and that status does allow candidate endorsements. So as St. Tammany's population grew, it's been about 10 years since our St. Tammany Chamber, formed a PAC. The name of it is St. Tammany Chamber PAC. And we have endorsed several candidates over the years, including the 2023 election of our new legislative delegation and parish-wide candidates. So we believe we are the only purely business-focused PAC in St. Tammany. And in order to become a PAC, Chamber PAC member, you must first be a Chamber member. So we are reorganizing, yes, our PAC.
No.
We have.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
We are reorganizing. There has been a lot of interest and the credibility of our PAC. We get phone calls, and we created a website last year. All of our PAC board members are featured on our website. And, of course, social media. So we'll be beefing that up as this year goes on. Even though it's a fairly slow election year locally, of course, we have the presidential election, and we are going to be beefing up our PAC member engagement and involvement. So we encourage everybody, please go vote this Saturday for the Florida Parishes Juvenile Detention Center renewal. We are going, as far as future candidates, we, the chamber and our PAC and other chambers in the region, have hosted, we've so far held two candidate boot camps where people that are interested in running for office can come and learn about how to run a campaign, what it takes, how to get your vote out, how to rally your volunteers, fundraise, everything that goes along with running for office. So it's part of our fostering a healthy environment for business, education, and quality of life.
And if people want to get involved, they can go to sttammanychamber.org, correct?
Correct.
Well, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go so that you can get out of the janitorial closet and back into the fresh air of the beautiful Castine Center.
Well, thank you. And the air conditioning is working very well in here. So.
And I got to tell you, Michael Heck's jealous. He's only in parking lots. He hasn't done the janitorial closet gig yet. So.
Yes. Well, I have had no gin and tonic or old-fashioned consumption before this interview.
Well, I'll let him know that you said that. Take care. Have a great day today.
Okay.
We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
That's Lacey Osborne, folks, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.